The 600-megawatt Karuma power plant is located at the Midwestern district of Kyandongo in northern Uganda. Construction on the $1.7 billion project began in 2013. The Ugandan government is contributing 15% to the initial construction costs, with the China Export and Import Bank providing the financing for the remaining 85%. The power plant is expected to be commissioned in December. Project General Manager Deng Changyi says the new plant is going to be a major contributor to the power grid in Uganda.
After it is completed, the power plant will generate 4 billion kilowatt hours of electricity for Uganda annually, almost doubling the country's capacity to generate electricity. The plant will also provide over $200 million in revenues to the Ugandan government, which will boost the country's economic development, facilitate its industrialization and sustainable development, and put it one step closer to becoming a middle-income country.
The project currently employs 6,300 Ugandans as managers, technical workers, or general laborers. Among them is Hamisi Suniku, who is a deputy manager of human resources on the project. He says the Chinese company helped him grow when he started out as a driver 5 years ago.
They put you to different tasks. It's up to you to perform. They'll give that chance. They'll not buy you to one specific thing. So in the end, they make you a complete person who can compete anywhere. So the background is the chance I was given is in hydro. But all I was left in my economics world, I didn't have thought of venturing into human resource up to master's level in the future.
The project's main contractor is Chinese state-owned hydropower firm Sinohydro. Simon Kasiati, corporate affairs manager of the Uganda Electricity Generation Company, which oversees the project, says they are pleased with the level of cooperation they have with Sinohydro.
So on the whole, one would say that Sinohydro as a contractor has been responsive and continues to do so, and we are all hopeful that indeed together we'll deliver this project in time, within cost, and to the agreed technical specifications. Now Sinohydro has gone beyond the call of duty of just building the brick and mortar aspects of the hydropower project, but has gone ahead to offer training and apprenticeship opportunities for the bulk of our staff, especially those who are going to be involved in operational maintenance when Sinohydro exits and hands over the project to us.
Sinohydro has also extended the safe water points closer to the surrounding villages and has also been providing help in building houses and roads in the region. It's estimated Uganda needs 1131 megawatts of power to meet the national electricity demand by 2020. That demand should be easily attainable when Karuma and another hydropower plant Isimba, also financed by China, are completed. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.